USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the day after Christmas, the biggest returns day retailers will face of the entire year, but those U.S. retailers are enjoying their best holiday sales in years. The early data showing that sales shot up at their strongest pace in at least 6 years. MasterCard reporting consumers spent more than $850 billion this holiday season. The El Paso sector of U.S. Customs and Border Protection now ordering an immediate medical assessment of the approximately 700 kids in its custody. Reports are the action comes after a second child from Guatemala died while under its protection. The 8-year-old was checked out of a hospital after being diagnosed as having a cold, but he died a short time later. A 7-year-old girl died while in Border Patrol custody a few weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Federal workers affected by the ongoing partial government shutdown using the hashtag #ShutdownStories to vent their frustrations. The lapse in federal funding's affected a quarter of the government, about 800,000 workers, many who won't be getting paid or worried about whether they'll be able to pay their Christmas bills on time. Japan makes a controversial move that's spurring international condemnation.
Japan has announced it's withdrawing from the International Whaling Commission in order to resume commercial killing of the protected animals. Japan says the hunting will be limited to their country's territorial waters and economic zones. The commission had rejected Tokyo's request to resume commercial whaling. Japan has long maintained against scientific evidence that most whale species aren't endangered and that eating whale is a part of the Japanese culture. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Next month's annual Women's March in Chicago has been called off. Local organizers saying they canceled the event because of the time and the cost required, but that local chapter has also been distancing itself from the national group after one of the group's leaders attended a Nation of Islam event in Chicago, where Louis Farrakhan made comments perceived to be anti-Semitic. The annual January March has drawn thousands of people the last 2 years. Britain is planning to forbid the sale of puppies and kittens at pet shops nationwide there in an effort to crack down on animal abuse. The British government says it will be rolling out such legislation next year after holding public consultations, what we would call public hearings here in the colonies. They say some of those that were already held indicated about 95% of British residents support such a ban. And a Florida couple still stunned by what their son gave them for Christmas after Brady Singer got a $4.25 million bonus signing with the Kansas City Royals of Major League Baseball last summer after he wound up his career at Florida as the best college baseball player. Well, the first round draft pick used some of the money to pay off every cent of his parents' debts. A video of mom and dad crying as they read the letter from him making that announcement has gone viral. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.